content. Parental discretion is advised.
But if you don't stop with these questions, I will finish what I started 4 years ago.
Well, that's too bad, Dolph, because I got one more question for you. How does it feel to know that no matter how many times you change your attitude, you will always be a loser?
Hi, this is Jerry the King Lawler from the WWE on the Pain Clinic, right here on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 21st. Holidays today. This one's for Bailey and the Artiste. It's National Hugging Day. And it's also Squirrel Appreciation Day. So take that, Hilton.
So hug a squirrel?
No, don't hunt the squirrel. No, no.
Hug.
Oh, hug the squirrel. Yes, yes. All right, happy birthday to former WWE strongman, Polish Power, and WWE Hall of Famer, Ivan Putski, 76 today. Noah wrestler Goshizaki is 35, and New Japan Pro Wrestling's Alex Kozlov is 33. So we've got a few birthdays out there today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Don't forget to join us February 11th for UFC 208 at Salvatore's at the garage door. 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. We are hosting it. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. That's February 11th, Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the garage door for UFC 208. Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites here in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
Thank you. And interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater, the job of being an official more up your alley? Question mark. Rock City Roller Derby needs you, and as well as the Flower City Fear. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com or go to the Flower City Fear's Facebook page. Become one of us, the few, the proud. Rock City Roller Derby and the Flower City Fear. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I am joined today by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
The Danger Boy.
Morning.
And DC Dan Cole on the texter, tweeter, everythinger.
And I'm sorry to start off this way, Cash, but I got to call you out.
Uh-oh.
You know, you mentioned some great birthdays today.
Yeah, did I miss one?
You missed an important female's birthday today.
Uh-oh.
Mrs. Mizanin.
Oh, Maurice. Today is Maurice's birthday?
Today is Maurice's birthday.
Yeah, she's very important, without a doubt. Maurice, happy birthday, Maurice. If you're out there listening, you probably aren't. But, you know, if you see her, you know, and maybe in an airport or, you know, in a gym and you want to go and, you know, bother her, tell her happy birthday.
Just make sure Randy Orton's not there.
Yeah, definitely do not go. Do not go to, it's funny, Randy Orton gets grief from everybody. I feel bad for the guy. Someone want to interrupt you in the gym, I would probably have a problem too, you know, especially if you're in the middle of something. Nevertheless, that's another story to be told another time. But we are welcoming to the show today. We do start the show with some sad news. A former Hall of Famer and a former guest in the studio, as well as probably the first pro wrestler, one of the first pro wrestlers I've ever met face-to-face. You know, besides Bill Goldberg, the second one was Jimmy Superfly Snuka. He passed away last week from complications due to, I think it was stomach cancer and dementia. He had both of those going on. And we had just talked about it a couple weeks ago that they dropped all charges against him because he wasn't fit to stand trial. And I have a lot of memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I've always was a big fan of his. He's one of those guys that never cut the greatest promos in the world, but when he cut a promo, he put his heart into it. I mean, he really would be get emotional over them, and it's a sad loss to the wrestling community. If you guys have any great memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, why don't you give us a call today, 222-1280, star 1280. He's been in town quite a few times, and you know, we were honored to have him here, and actually he went to watch a pay-per-view with us, too. I can't remember which one it was.
It was a Survivor Series.
Survivor Series. At Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We were there, and Jimmy had a table. He was selling his book. His wife was with him. And I know a lot of people came out just to see him. I mean, that place was packed. And Jimmy, he was, and WWE did him right, I think, by, you know, having that package during the middle of Monday Night Raw as well as the opening of the show. I'm sorry for his family and everything. And I mean, he's in a better place now. He's out of pain. And, we can remember the good times that we all had watching him. I mean, to be honest with you, he's a guy that kind of was a high, big wrestler, but he was a high flyer. And he was kind of like the total package out there. He was just an incredible, wrestling was in his blood, and he had incredible physique, obviously bodybuilding for years while he was doing it. Like I said, 222-1280, star 1280. If you have any memories, you can also text them to us. We have the we can read your text if you're shy, and you can send it via that. But you guys have any memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka? Maybe close encounters with him besides him being in the studio here, which was really an honor for us. Came and did the halftime of the Rochester Lancers indoor soccer game, and he came up the Saturday here, and then Sunday he was there, and then he went out Sunday night with us. So we spent the whole weekend kind of with him and his wife. So any memories?
Apparently, when I was very much younger, he was my favorite wrestler when I was a little kid, and I would jump off the couch doing the Superfly onto stuffed animals. So I always hear that story anytime someone mentions wrestling from when I was a kid from my mother.
Uh-huh.
But
Superfly.
I mean, just like you, he was the second main name I ever met, because I met Goldberg with you, and then we did the show down in FLCC that Jimmy was on, and it was just one of those eye-opening moments, like, holy crap, this is one of the idols of my childhood, and I'm finally meeting him. So,
and that's another thing about that show, too, and I'll just drop this little tidbit. I don't like going into locker rooms. and the second show, the second person we actually got to interview, we were in the locker room, and there's Tom Brandy in all his glory walking around, and I'm trying to interview and it's like, maybe I should stay out of the locker room for these interviews from now on. But Jimmy Superfly Snuka was just a great guy. We got to be up in the ring for actually his introduction, which was really cool. I got a picture of that, but man, I was a big guy back then, much bigger than I am now. I don't like
scrubs are not flattering.
Yeah, I don't like looking at those pictures. But Brian, you have any memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Myself, unfortunately, I never got to meet him in person. I haven't been with you guys quite anywhere near as long as some of the people in studio here. But I do remember watching on TV. He was the first one to introduce, I think, any of us to jumping off that top rope, and jumping onto the stuffed animals, trying to jump off the rope onto my brother, but got caught about that. But yeah, he was definitely definitely an influence on the fandom.
Yeah, and I'm more of a fan than the meeting him in real life is okay, but that a lot of times that's more disappointing when you meet your heroes in real life than just remembering back to what he did in the ring, his feuds with Roddy Piper, the Coconut, both him and Piper now are gone, and it's really sad. And that was instrumental in my love for wrestling, was what was going on in that era with, Jimmy Superfly Snuka and Roddy Piper, that whole feud that they built up, which was fantastic, And everyone always would ask him every time either of those guys were around, were those real coconuts? Because, they both said yes. And then Piper said he was so mad at him after he actually hit him with them that he freaking ran and hid because he thought it was going to be rigged or something when he hit, probably concussed him or something, but I have more memories of him actually wrestling and, in some of the feuds he was in. And, he was just a fantastic wrestler. What about Danny? You have any memories of Mr. Snuka? I mean, you were younger than I understand, his heyday was come and gone by the time you were really probably were a fan.
actually one of the first superstars I remember liking was Jimmy Snuka. And it's funny, you can tell we're all serious wrestling fans because I could tell a story. I'm not going to retell it, though, because it's fairly identical to the one Danger just told.
Oh, doing the jumping off of things?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm like stacking up my wrestling buddies and jumping off my bunk bed and, you know, doing all the stuff you do as a kid when you want to emulate, you know, the people you look up to.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's like, oh, Jimmy, you know, you trained your daughter. What's it like to see your daughter wrestling in the ring? Oh, it sounds like you're in love with my daughter. It's like, I'm just asking a question, but okay, sure, why not?
Jimmy's like, what am I doing up here? And you're asking about my daughter. It's like, well, we can't.
That's what they were saying on the way over when I picked him up.
Yeah. I was going to say, we can't talk about some other things because we were told we couldn't. So it's like.
Well, unfortunately, that is going to be a stain on his legacy, though, because it's a thing that happened.
Yeah, yeah, he was he was about to be retried for the murder of a girlfriend back in 83, and that kind of got dropped by the wayside because of the condition he was in. So, yeah, it was just one of those. It's a sad time for hopefully he's at peace wherever he may be, and he's got a great family and great support. And
I hope when he showed up, Piper hit him with a coconut.
Yeah, he's waiting for him at the pearly gates with he's juggling a couple of them as he's coming up. So hate to start on a sad note, but I'll move to a happier note. I guess a little bit happier note. Our friend and former TNA wrestler. Now apparently he's into a WWE contract somehow or another, maybe a Legends contract. Kurt Angle is the first nod to being put in the Hall of Fame. Man, that was cool because when they did that on Monday Night Raw, we all heard it was going to happen. And you know what kills me is WWE always thanks Sports Illustrated for breaking the story. It's like they didn't break the story. You guys knew it was going to happen. You gave it to them. You know, there's no breaking at all going on.
Yeah, but no, they give them the story at like. Noon.
Here, and post this on your website, and then we'll say you broke it.
Yeah.
Okay, because we decide all this stuff. It's not like it just came out of midair that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. It's like we said.
Well, did you turn in your voting card this year?
Yeah, no, I didn't. They didn't ask my opinion on that. Nevertheless, Kurt Angle, it's funny is when they showed the video, it reminded me so much of when he showed up in TNA, and they were trying to hide it, and they had like the silhouette of him running in the ring and doing some of the exercises and stuff, and then it was like if you go online, do a search, Kurt Angle shows up in TNA, and you'll see like a video that's so much like the one that WWE used to announce that he was going in the Hall of Fame, just to set it up with him, in the ring and stuff. So, but I'm very, very proud of the guy and super psyched. I just think he's way too young to be, I mean, he has years still ahead. He's only in the WWE for 6.5 years, and he was in TNA for a lot more than that. I think it was 9, but he's one of the guys that we've got to meet a few times, and he's always just been a gentleman, and, and I'm very proud of him, too. I have his phone number, see if I can get him on sometime before he goes into the Hall of Fame. Thoughts on him, Danger Boy?
Kurt Angle is always, since he came up, he was the complete package. He's one of the last guys that came up, homegrown that WWE had that was just completely just all there.
The three eyes.
The three eyes was great. The fact that we could hear all the catch lines again for the first time in like 10 years is going to be awesome.
Yeah, when are you ever going to hear someone get nominated for the Hall of Fame and the people are singing You Suck as it goes, as the music's going on? The whole arena's singing it.
I'll just wait till he shows up and actually starts wrestling again, because he's hinting at it. He's hinting at it, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know what's in the cards." You know what's in the cards, Kurt. It's gonna happen.
Well, you've seen the interviews he's done this week. It's like, Triple H said right now it's just the Hall of Fame, so that's all I can talk about. It's just the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, because he likes to talk about a lot of things, and he's been hinting at wanting to come back for a while. Maybe we get him and AJ Styles in WrestleMania.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I can't say dream match because we've seen it, but
yeah, I know. It's like or him and Samoa Joe, even too. They've had some incredible. We were talking about that last week on the show.
That would be great if Samoa Joe debuted at, we all want Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles and Samoa Joe to debut next week. But if Samoa Joe debuted at WrestleMania and headbutted Kurt during his ceremony.
Oh, that would be fantastic. You'd get some blood flowing and everything.
They would never do it because it'd be a direct ripoff.
You'd have to have video footage of what happened because that, once again, you can find that on YouTube. Too, if you want to see all this history. But man, Danny, you happy about? I mean, Dan, we got some pictures with Kurt Angle, I believe, when he was floating around backstage, right? When we were, was it Elmira or was it in Rochester?
Well, actually, twice. Yeah. twice we got to get in the ring with him.
That's right,
out in Buffalo.
That was, yeah.
At the ballpark brawl. And then, with
beer money, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then again, when TNA rolled into town here, you know, we were just kind of hanging out backstage. I almost got killed by Abyss because I took a picture of him.
Yeah.
You got to delete that right now.
Delete that picture.
Yeah, okay. Randy Orton, sir.
Yes, Mr. Abyss. But yeah, he was just walking around like...
It's Joseph. It's, what's his name?
Joseph Parks.
Yeah. Wait a second.
I was just a couple of years too early.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, like we're hanging out backstage, and like Kurt Angle's just walking around. It's like, so I'm like, hell, I'm gonna approach him.
Yeah,
Kurt, hey, nice to meet you. He nicest guy,
big time. Yeah,
really nice. And I'm thrilled that he's going in, and it made me want to start looking up some of the old bits with him, like him being the Euro Continental Champion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, One
of my favorite, see, I'm a sucker for the funny stuff. Back when it was genuinely funny and not forced funny.
Sure.
When Kurt Angle was on a college campus promoting abstinence.
Yeah.
And then Big Show comes in giving away free condoms to people.
I like it because I remember him in Rochester right when he first started. And so you could make signs with three at Pittsburgh. He tried doing some work for, what was it? Empire Network. He was, they brought him in to do call some football games and stuff, and to be one of the talking heads, and it didn't quite work out. But he was trying to get a job in the media for before he came into WWE, and he was he was around here all the time. He said that too. He said he drives through here all the time, and then we got at Elmira. We went down for TNA last time they were in Elmira. We went down there. And, of course, our friend Jenks and JB got us backstage. And Kurt's just wandering around, just hanging out. And it's like, Kurt, man, you have some time? He's like, yeah, yeah. Goes over, talks to him. He's like, he was just so friendly. And it's like,
he was awesome at that.
He was. And it's like, you know, and he had gone through a lot at that point. I mean, that's, you know, when CM Punk was calling him a drunk and stuff. And, you know, I mean, all right, this past. And then we talked about that a little bit. And, you know, he's had some trials and tribulations in his career, but everything's going great with him right now, and it's exciting, and I cannot wait to see what happens with him, and I hope it's not just one appearance at a Hall of Fame and done, you know. What do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280.
We actually have a texter right now saying, do you think maybe it's going to be part of his character?
Oh,
you know, the Olympic gold medalist, first ever Eurocontinental champion, and
this was going to happen, so probably...
Is his last indie show, I believe it's in March, against Cody Rhodes.
I was going to say, he already wrestled him a couple times.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I think this is the third one. I think this is a rubber match.
Very cool.
But he's still wrestling. He's still, I mean, he's had time off, so he's not going to be as beat up as he was.
True. And he's healed up. I mean, remember when he left WWE, he was in the throes of pill addiction, as well as he had torn his, his hamstring? I remember he had that taped up hamstring, and he had a match. It was actually, he quit WWE after, remember when ECW was trying to do that little mini tour when they first started up in WWE, and they had that show in Elmira, and he wrestled Rob Van Dam and got hurt even worse during the match, and that's when he like walked out and quit, and they gave him his release like immediately after that. I just remember very well he came in, so he had lots of injuries he was trying to get past, and now he's it's funny, is he in his interview with a coach this past week on ESPN, he said that he actually learned to wrestle better with TNA than what he was doing in WWE. He actually learned to become a better wrestler because he was doing all those high spots. Remember, like, you know, someone asked me my favorite match with his. I think it was Chris Benoit in a cage on a Monday Night Raw that was in
Madison. Is that when he did moonsault?
Did the moonsault off the top of the cage, and it's like, it was just an incredible match. So, you know what? We got to go to break right now. We're going to go to break with our friend Brian. And we'll take your calls, 222-1280, star 1280. If you have memories of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, we want to talk about Kurt Angle getting in and maybe who else is going to be joining the Hall of Fame. And we got some news, too. So you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Eat, sleep, elimination, repeat. Eat, sleep!
That's funny, Paul. Brock must be somewhere eating or sleeping because he's not here with you.
Come on, that's what they want. Ladies and gentlemen,
give you all what you came to see, me. Now get your cameras up. Spud, he's touching me.
Yeah, pull it off. God, Mickey James, you're kidding me. Mickey James is La Luchadora? Mickey James is on SmackDown? Ooh. Mickey James.
I can't believe my eyes, John.
Is it partnership with Alexa Bliss?
Hey, guys, this is Mickey James, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the
I certainly will.
Talk about National Hug Day.
Yeah, where are you, Miss Mickey James? Yeah, if you've heard us talk about it before, you know this about how she smells wonderful and she loves to hug backstage when she recognizes you. Hopefully. So very cool. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, and you. And thank you so much for listening. I'm going to go right to the phones because we've ignored them so far. We got Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Been taking a break away from calling in, so I decided to come chime in this morning.
Well, thank all the listeners who called in your absence, thank you for that. So thank you for calling today.
Yeah, but I only have a couple little memories of Kurt Angle. I mean, I only met him one time. That was out in when I was living out in California in Ontario at the TNA show. And, I mean, he was definitely a very professional stand-up guy and everything like that. In fact, I remember I sent you guys my sign that I had signed by all the wrestlers that day. If y'all still have that thing somewhere.
I do. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a nice poster.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys actually framed it or anything, but yeah, I know I sent you guys that one. And
I'll just give you an idea that it was worth mucho dinero on eBay. Okay, no, I'm kidding.
I need a cut of that then. But but in all seriousness, one other thing was my biggest program that I really enjoyed Kurt Angle was that very brief program he did with Taz when he first went to WWE. Like they kind of did the tease thing,
yeah,
and then he just disappeared. And then came back. I remember that.
And that's when Taz first came out, and with the heartbeat, the Titantron video, and he beat Kurt Angle and took his belt that night.
He didn't have a belt.
Yeah.
Oh, he just ended. He ended his undefeated streak.
But there was controversy. I watched it yesterday. He choked him out. So
yeah.
He never really gave up or got pinned.
That's right. And he just left him lying in the ring. Yeah. So, yeah, that they did have a thing going on for a while. But Kurt Angle, I think. Taz, they need to get him over big, and that was one way to do it. Eventually, I think he did take a title from Kurt Angle. When Kurt Angle had two belts and he was having a three-way match, I think it was Chris Jericho and Taz and him. No?
Chris Jericho and Chris Benoit.
Ah, that's right. And he lost
the
both.
Two titles on the line at WrestleMania, 16, but they called it WrestleMania 2000. But
and he lost both.
Winner of the first fall got the Intercontinental. Winner of the second fall got the European, and he lost both.
Yeah, Kurt had none at the end of it. So, but yeah, no, Kurt, he's had some big, huge moments. I can't wait to see the video package actually when on the Hall of Fame because there's got to be some great stuff in there.
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, I got some bad news for Danny this morning. I was on Facebook, and WWE posted what surprise they did, like this pop question thing video, and they posted, "Who do you want to see as a surprise entrance?" And Sasha Banks did the common thing of, "Oh, I want to see Ty Dillinger come in at number 10. That pretty much says they're not going to do what you want them to do, buddy.
If she ruins this for me, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm just saying, but from what I've heard, the video was they had an extended clip of it that got out and then took it down very quickly because they were talking about Seth Rollins was talking about Kenny Omega, and apparently that got cut. So
really?
I don't know if that's true. I just heard that rumor. I don't know if it's absolutely true. I mean, there's been a lot of hinting over to New Japan within WWE. I mean, I think they essentially want to try to start another Monday Night War with them. Unfortunately, the majority of the U.S. does not have easy access to New Japan unless they're paying for it or finding some website that they probably shouldn't be on online anyway to get to it. But there's been a lot of little code drops towards New Japan and New Japan talent and in some forms Ring of Honor talent. I guess it's kind of seeding who do they want because, like I said, there's been a lot of little seeding about Kenny Omega lately. And, I mean, I haven't watched a lot of his stuff. I've heard about some of the outlandish stuff, like the match against the 9-year-old girl and the match with the...
That was actually much like he did AJ Styles a year ago, you know? So
yeah, so, I mean, everybody knows Kenny Omega's contract is up, but... You know, we'll see what happens. We'll play it out. We'll see. As far as the Royal Rumble goes, I really think my biggest guess for somebody to debut at the Royal Rumble, if any singles guys, I'm thinking it's definitely Samoa Joe and probably Bobby Roode and Nakamura. If anybody, even if it's not in the Royal Rumble match, but it could be because they got to seed a lot of angles going forward because they all these angles are dropping off because of the short pay-per-view schedule between the brands.
Yeah.
So they can whether these guys debut in the main Rumble match or just interfere in some of the other subsequent matches to start carrying over some of these feuds, you know that's going to happen. And I also think we're probably going to see the Revival probably pop up pretty soon too. Guys, that's all I have for you guys today, and I really hope that Sasha doesn't ruin it or that video isn't a foreshadowing, but unfortunately, you know, when WWE kind of, you know, gets smart to the marks out there, it never happens, you know. Vince is God in that world, you know.
Well, if they get smart to the marks, then they're not going to do it based on the crowd at the UK tournament.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Because every single time there was a count going for being outside the ring, crowd was chanting 10.
Yeah. Well, even on NXT this week, Ty Dillinger was talking about his future, and they're chanting Royal Rumble at him the whole time.
Thanks for calling, Rashad. We got to go to Troy in Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Guys, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. speaking of Kenny Omega, they had him doing, if you're familiar with the Up, Up, Down.
Yeah, he's Xavier really good friends Woods. With Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods. So it's not like, you know, he hasn't had contact with WWE wrestlers. You know, they had him on there with, like you said, with what's his name? The Royal Rumble is going to be star-studded this season. This is going to probably turn out to be the best Royal Rumble we've had in a year.
Well, it's the same people who are in the company. I mean, they just try to build it up as, you know, that you listen to their hype and you believe it. When they go, and this person's in it, and this person, yeah, it's, they're all in the company. They're going to be in it anyways. It's just, some people, you know, they get excited over it. To me, it's like, I'm more excited about the things I don't know that are going to happen in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got Braun Strowman, you got Goldberg, you got Brock Lesnar.
You remember when Braun Strowman used to lose all the time? Remember when he was a Viking a year and a half or 2 years ago? I mean, it's like, you know, I don't forget that stuff.
Yeah, but just think how amazing all the guys. But you know what? You know, WWE never gives you what you want. Somebody big time is going to get eliminated early. Who do you think it's going to be? The Brock, Goldberg? Because you got Undertaker, too, coming in. Somebody's going to get eliminated. Eliminated early. Who do you think is going to get eliminated early? Star-studded.
You know, you think about it. I think maybe the Undertaker. You know, you know what it is. I think Brock Lesnar is going to pull a Kane this year too. I think he's going to throw out like 10 guys in a row, just clean house when he gets in there. You know, and because he's mad, and then he's waiting for Goldberg to come out or whatever. I think that, you know, I mean, there's
then
all
Maven will eliminate him.
Yeah, maybe Maven will come out. No, I don't. Maybe not the Undertaker, but I can't think of really a big name, you know, besides Jericho and you know, KO's not in it, but Jericho will be in it.
Well, it all depends on how the night's events unfold.
That's true, and that's true. I mean, you know, there's title holders that are going to be in that too. So, you know, and now it's the New Day is going to be in there. All three of the New Day.
And if Seth Rollins is in the Rumble, he's going to get thrown out by Triple H.
You know, it's
probably.
Yeah, he's never. We're never going to know his answer. So that number, we got Baldy on the line. What's up, Baldy?
Okay, so for my money, Kurt Angle's the greatest of all time, and I mean, certainly when you take into the fact that beforehand he went ahead and won an Olympic gold medal. With a broken neck.
Broken freaking neck. Yeah.
Well, I don't like to swear on the radio. But anyway, so they threw him right in the deep waters as soon as he came in, and it almost like, you know, like when they did what they did with Chris Jericho. However, Chris Jericho was all over the world wrestling, and immediately Kurt Angle was thrown right into the main event spot. And,
he had no background. I mean, in pro wrestling, he went down to Dory Funk's training class and he got a pretty much a fast course in wrestling and learned everything he could down there. And then they brought him in and threw him right on TV.
And again. again right into the main event spot. He was, and that's where he stayed until, you know, backstage politics pushed him out, along with, you know, allowing, you know, his demons to get the best of him. It was, with saying that, I feel he was probably in some of the best programs too. You think of stuff with Benoit, WrestleMania 17, RVD at the end, the tail end of the phony ECW. Those matches were great, and of course his run with Les. I just want to touch on real quick too this NXT phenomenon. I really think William Regal doesn't get enough credit. A guy that I would have loved to see Kurt Angle actually have a nice series with, because really when you talk about mechanics in the ring, there is no better mechanic than Angle. I'm sure he could still go today if you threw him in there. the way he chain wrestles with his wrist locks and such.
Sure, and that's why he's a good man to be like leading everyone down in the NXT, is because this guy he's done it all, you know.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would say that Samoa Joe would have got a big cheer if he showed up on Raw the first day they signed him WWE, and he probably would have. But now he's going to get a Road Warrior pop. That's my prediction. He's going to be off the chart huge just because of how smart the fans are these days, and they just, this is like a beach ball they've been holding under the water. And I don't mean to make fun of his weight either, because it's actually great that he's unique, his body style.
And that's one of the reasons they didn't want him when he could have come.
And myself and whoever was at the show, you know, at the One Ring of Honor show there when he lost his temper. So he probably
yeah, every Ring of Honor show. He was playing bouncer.
Great, but you know what? And back then I was a little upset, but now I appreciate it, because not only was he protecting the business, but he loved the business. And, you know, for some little punk to mouth off to him, you know, he took it personal. And really, I want the business to be more real. I don't want it to be... to be where it was in the late 80s.
You know, I got to tell you, we had him, after I went to a few shows where he actually threw people out, we had him on, and I asked, did you get paid double because you're bouncing too? And he didn't like that.
No, because, you know, he shouldn't have had to have done that. But nonetheless, one last thing, this is coming from the creative department over here. I would like to see a Canadian Horseman led by Bobby Roode, and they've got so many great Canadian wrestlers, both old and young, and it should be a nice combination of each. But I would like him to steal a little bit of that, and I would, because I want to see a Bobby Roode vehicle. To get him over.
Me too. I would love to. And he's another guy they could have put on TV the day they signed him. You know, as much as those guys criticize anything that TNA ever did, one, AJ Styles is a guy that went on TV the day they signed him. Joe would have been another one. You know, and Kurt Angle could probably attest for all these guys that they have the ability to entice the WWE crowd and have the experience and the ability not to hurt anybody and to do what they want to be done. You know, I mean, and it's one of those things is they just, well, we got to put him into my, and even Eric Young, he's down there. This guy can wrestle. I've seen him wrestle, you know, here in Rochester a couple times where he was just absolutely fantastic. His ability is incredible. So it's just that those guys, they're always very critical. They always see TNA as minor league, but now like your biggest guy from the minor league is now your biggest guy in your company. So I don't know what minor league they're talking about.
Yeah, Eric Young, I really would push his athletic ability, and I mean I know they love this dark these dark gimmicks, but he doesn't really need this Walking Dead type of apocalyptic gimmick. It's great, and he can play any character, don't get me wrong, but I just think just how polished he is in the ring, they need to push a little few more of those guys.
I agree. Thank you so much for calling, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We're going to go to break. We'll take your calls on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You're going to have me defend my title in the Elimination Chamber match? Really?
Well, AJ, you catch on quickly. The answer is yes. That is, of course, if you are still the WWE champion. Or will it be around the waist and somebody would be able to tie the record? John Cena would become the 16-time WWE Champion! Woo!
over my dead body.
Oh my gosh, when I saw her laying there.
Because while you were in Japan growing your hair out to look like America's next top soccer mom, I was beating John Cena at the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. I was beating John Cena before beating John Cena was cool.
My name is the Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and you're looking at the clinic.
Not the eye.
The Pain Killer, yeah.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. That's going to be retired now. You will probably never hear that again. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cashman. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B, Brian Burke, and you. And I want to thank you so much for listening. Big day today. We're talking about the passing of Jimmy Snuka. If you had any memories, give us a call at 222-1280, star 1280. And Kurt Angle going into the Hall of Fame. Very big news for Kurt Angle. Some other news real quickly. Wrestling veteran Steve Corino officially began working as coach at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando this past week. WrestleMania, let's see. Corino's Ring of Honor announcer deal expired on December 31st. So we're big fans of Steve Corino. He always was very kind to come on the show whenever we wanted him on. Just great guy. You know, a lot of fun. He's one of those guys who I thought his ability to talk was far superior to than his ability to wrestle. You know?
I remember the first Ring of Honor show here in Rochester, the one that was at in Spencerport. Him and CM Punk were supposed to have a match, and instead they had a half an hour promo that was fantastic.
Yeah, they were talking
the list of drugs I've never taken.
Yeah, and then the other one was a list of dead wrestlers or something. That was of course Bobby Cruz was with them doing it then too. That's when they. You come out and they would shoot the poppers out, to celebrate. Steve Corino would come out like everywhere was Japan. That's why I get all those streamers and poppers still to this day. So it was one of those. It was a pretty cool time. But yeah, he's down. So he's down, and he's passing on his wisdom to the kids down at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. Some other weird news. What do you guys think about this? Words going around the UK scene that the WWE officials are close to finalizing a deal that will see a top UK indie promotion, Insane Championship Wrestling, to air on the WWE network. No word yet if this will be an on-demand content or live. The deal is with ICW, who recently drew several thousand fans in Glasgow, is said to be a multi-year deal, perhaps for 2 or 3 years. We heard rumors that WWE wanted to put some more wrestling on the network, and so they're going to go and grab some indies that are huge. Is that a big deal? Or I think it is. I mean, there's so many in America,
I'm sorry, it's only logical, though, because really, if this deal wasn't in the works, what was the true point of the UK tournament?
Yeah. Why would you have the UK championship? Where is he going to defend it? Yeah. What's he going to do with it? Why wouldn't it be just like a one-time trophy type deal? No, instead they gave him a title belt. So it's going to happen. You're going to see it on there, and it gives them a reason why they did this. It'll be their scouting talent. They've already taken a lot of talent from the UK recently. I mean, they got, as we saw, if you watched the UK tournament last week, Tommy End wrestled.
And it was KO. When he was leaving, Arlen and Corino, class all around. I'm not so convinced about his son, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Class guy all around.
You know, the funny thing about it is that was that whole last match for Kevin Owens was aired on Ring of Honor TV, which you can see multiple times every weekend here in town. Just look for it. But I remember because at one point in the match, because Kevin Owens was such a big friend of El Generico, that they were giving him the ole, ole, oles on the outside of the ring, and then he did the El Generico spinning, was it off the ring apron? He does the forward roll into the guy. Yeah, and the fans were going, and it's like they're going nuts. Of course, El Generico is now Sami Zayn.
No, El Generico is working in Mexico.
Oh no, okay, whatever. So Sami Zayn may have been El Generico at the time, but it was kind of like he started doing all El Generico's bits in that match against Steve Corino, which was hilarious. He was doing the whole all his it's like. He must have studied him or knew him or somehow, but it was really, really funny. It was a great match. And Steve Corino, I just remember him very well from the him versus Jerry ECW pay-per-view where Jerry
then wrote "Die in Blood" on his chest after he beat him. He drew. He dipped his finger in the bleeding. I think it was his forehead that was bleeding, and wrote "Die" on Steve Corino. And I remember asking Jerry about that. I said, "Jerry, why did you do that?" He goes, "I don't know."
good stuff, guys. You know I love the show. Wanted to call in. Good add to the training center down there. I love you guys. See you, man.
Okay, take it easy, Joe. 222-1280 Star 1280. You know, you can always get some funny stories. I got to see what Jerry Lynn's doing. I know he was doing some stuff down at the Performance Center, too, I think, at one point. But so we have someone who texts us in. What is it? Goldberg and Lesnar are both going to knock each other out. That probably seems logical.
I can see it where Goldberg eliminates Lesnar and Lesnar throws a hissy fit and then throws Goldberg over. Because they always count those eliminations for some reason.
Or maybe like they shake hands and he pulls them out. I think that we'd be reliving the Hulk Hogan Psycho Sid moment. But who knows? 222-1280, Star 1280 is the numbers. I think I mentioned this before. Bill Goldberg's got a new WWE contract that's going to have him wrestle in a bunch of other pay-per-views besides WrestleMania. He's going to be at Fastlane. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let me go back to break here for a second. We got one last one to get out of the way. If you want to get in, 222-1280. We'll be back on the flip side.
On 1280 WHTK, listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Brian Burke. And is this the last we've seen of Ellsworth? He was not on TV this past week. Is he done?
Wasn't he supposed to be having a shopping trip or something?
I don't know. I don't think he was on. I don't recall seeing him on TV. Maybe I'm incorrect, but you know, it could be a relief finally. Maybe he'll be a mystery entrance in the Royal Rumble. It's only a week from tomorrow. So 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. If you want a question, you want to give us your opinion and tell us about Jimmy Snuka, how you remember him, or Kurt Angle. We got Chris on the line right now. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Just wanted to call Rich and thank you guys for being where you are and doing what you're doing. Because the other media in our burg, even though we are supposedly a WWE hotbed of activity.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm glad. I'm sort of sad to hear the news about Steve Corino going to WWE, but on the other hand, if it's better for his career, so be it.
So be it.
You know, I've enjoyed him while he's been with Ring of Honor, and I agree with everybody else. Colby Corino belongs nowhere near a wrestling ring. He's just not his dad.
Okay, well, you never really went into the why people have problems with Colby. Colby has obviously a drug problem. He was found unconscious with drug paraphernalia around him, like back around Christmas time. And it's, you know, being a dad myself, I think it would kill me to find out that happened to my kid. And I'm sure Steve Corino's really upset about it. But hopefully he's got Colby Corino going in the right direction. I remember when Colby was, five? I mean, you know, he used to, you know, go with Steve to all these shows and stuff. And, you know, he used to travel up here all the time. It's like, you know, I don't know if he just met the wrong people or what happened. But hopefully Colby will come out of it okay. Yeah, it was some scary news a while ago. And I don't know if we ever really got to it on the show. I know it was in the news, in my news rundown a couple times. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know, man. Hopefully everything turns out okay for him. And Steve is a great guy, so I know he doesn't have those issues, I'm pretty sure, you know. So thanks for calling, Chris.
Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes of airtime to vent my spleen.
Gotcha. Yeah, but be careful of that spleen venting, man. That's
dangerous. Yeah, okay.
Take it easy,
thanks,
Chris. 222-1280, Star 1280.
Might want to get that looked at.
That's
a problem.
I didn't really sign a deal with the devil. I was just being facetious, and I got no laughs, so obviously it wasn't funny. Never mind. So we're coming down to the end of the show, and we got the Royal Rumble next weekend. You know, are we going to do our Royal Rumble predictions next week? Is that, you know, or maybe you know what? I've got a John Cena book that I could give away. Maybe we'll do this next week where everyone who calls in gets a number, and that number wins the book, like we did last year. Remember when we did that?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll do that. So next week, I'll post it on our Facebook that you guys have an opportunity to win. I'll let everybody, you know, we have 30 people calling in. I'll have 30 numbers ready. I'll give you a number, and if that number wins a Royal Rumble, then you win the book.
Do you want me to bring the official Pain Clinic Royal Rumble lotto bucket?
Yes, yes. Oh, that'd be great. And we can put Peter to work here, you know? We got Peter doing some stuff. Or Peter, you know,
some lucky listener is going to win a John Cena book, and some Pain Clinic member hopefully is going to win some cash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got, that's coming up next weekend. So it's one of those always fun things. Are you guys excited? I mean, listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm excited about the Royal Rumble this year because we're not absolutely sure what the main event of WrestleMania is going to be. I mean,
my tagline for it is, hey, they can't screw it up 4 years in a row. Right?
Next year it'll be five.
Right, right, guys? Right?
Well, let me ask you, what are the probabilities that AJ Styles comes out of this pay-per-view with a belt still?
I think stronger than people think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because he's beating John Cena.
Especially seeing as they have to have something happen with the Elimination Chamber match. So I think if Cena takes it, he's going to take it there.
See, we'll have it'll be three straight wins over Cena if he holds on to it. I that's one thing I always liked is a long term champion going into WrestleMania, because at least you could build it up around that, you know. But when you switch it right, the pay per view before or the, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's like, is that a stronger idea to do? You know, it's like, is that, you know, like when Triple H won it at the Royal Rumble last year. Was that, you know, I mean, I don't think they had time to promote it as him because he just showed up. It wasn't like he'd been with the company the whole time. You know, he's like, you know, sporadically there.
Pardon the language, but really, if you're going to switch and crown new champions right now, you're totally castrating any momentum or build that the former champion has had leading up to it. If you just, I know I'm speaking to a brick wall right now.
No, I agree. 100%.
WWE, let Kevin Owens keep the title.
Yes. And
let AJ.
6 months of a build to the pay-per-view, which always made it so much more exciting. I don't want a 30-day champion, you know, defending at WrestleMania like it's that monumental, you know, when you're looking back in the history books. You know, so yeah, I agree 100%. And I think AJ, now if he does win, he's got to do it in the Elimination Chamber, you know, the next pay-per-view. Now,
If you're going to take it off him, then please do it at the Rumble.
Yeah, because you're not going to have much time to build up.
You don't want to start the brain of Baron Corbin yet?
We're not even going to talk about that. We got to get out of here. Well, thank you. Well, you know, send our best out to Jimmy Snuka's family, Tamina and his wife.